Good evening. Last night we discussed a case where a person hired a babysitter or a katan, and we pointed out that although typically by Baal Talin and Biyomi Titin Skaroi, because it's a Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, in spite of the fact that there is a mitzvah to pay on time and there's an isser to delay, because it's a davar shav mamon, it's Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. And if the worker agrees, if they're moichel, you can delay payment, you can pay them the next day, and you will not be over the isser. You will, of course, miss out the opportunity to be mekayim l'nasei, but al kol panim, you haven't done anything wrong, you haven't been over olav. We pointed out that if the child that's doing the work is a katan, that is lav v'nei mechila, they do not have the ability to be moichel, and therefore you have to be especially careful. Someone pointed out after the shiur correctly, that an eitz over here would be is if you realize that you will not be able to pay on time, when you hire the child, if you tell them, I'm hiring you the child to work for me tonight, but I'm going to pay you tomorrow, next week, next month. So in that case, there you will avoid the iser of Baal Talin, because although a child cannot be meichel, that means when there's a chiyuv to the child and you want their mechila, you want to push off the zman, because they cannot be meichel, the iser will apply. However, if when you hire them, one of the terms, one of the conditions of the employment was you're going to do this and this job at this and this time, but you're not going to get paid until a later point, that is not a question of mechila, that is the original terms of the agreement, and a child could do mekachumem, could have b'haraya, you actually have to pay them. So in that case, where you sit in advance, where you realize you may not pay, and you tell them specifically, I'm hiring you today, but I'm paying you tomorrow, that will effectively avoid an iser of Baal Talin. Now, in any case, even when you're not dealing with a katan, when you're dealing with a gadol, when you come home, you certainly could ask for mechila. They probably will be moichel you. You will not be over the iser Baal Talin if they're moichel. But you have lost out. You've missed an opportunity to be mekayim a mitzvah beyom titin tzcharei. So certainly the appropriate thing to do is get back into your car, go to an ATM machine, find a place to get the cash, and pay them. It may be late at night, it may be a tercha, but it's an opportunity to mekayim mitzvah saseh daraisa, and that certainly is the appropriate thing to do. Now let's begin sevav. Now, until now we've been discussing workers, whether the worker is working for a short period of time, an extended period of time. Sevav discusses nasan talisa l'uman l'saknoi. You give your talis to a tailor to fix the kablonus, and it's done by kablonus. You're not paying them by the hour. You pay a flat fee for them to do the job. They're an independent contractor. V'gamra kozman shatalis biyado uman eno over. Even though the kablon finished the job, there's no, as long as the kablon is still withholding the item that they worked on, there the iser of Baal Talin does not apply. If you bring your shirt to the cleaners and they tell you it will be ready on Monday, so even though Monday they finish the job, there is no chiv to go run to the cleaners in order to pay them on time. It's only once they've already given it to you, nasnulai, if they return the shirt to you, even if it's middle of the day, kivin shishakolav chama over mishum Baal Talin. So when you hire a kablan, they do work, and they're holding on to your item. Regardless of when they finish, the Baal Talin is only when they actually return the item to you. If they've completed the job, but you haven't picked it up yet, there the chi of Baal Talin will not apply. And therefore, the fact that your cleaners is done, the tailor finished the item, they let you know it's available, there will not be an iser until they actually deliver it, until you actually pick it up. Now, based on this, the Bi'ur Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos writes, he begins by saying that if a person has an Erev Shabbos, he has a chiyuv of Oinik Shabbos, and he wants to buy some food or something for Oinik Shabbos, but at the same time he realizes he owes money to a worker, there's a chiyuv of Biyomi Titin Tzcharei, Zog L'Chavetz Chaim, Biyomi Titin Tzcharei will have precedent. It's a Doraisa. And Oinik Shabbos either may not be Doraisa, even if it is, he says, Biyomi Titin Tzcharei, Baal Talin is an Asei, there's a Lois Asei. Therefore, he says, you have a chiyuv to go ahead and pay your worker, even if it means you will not have any Oinik Shabbos. Zog L'Chavetz Chaim, there's an Eitzah. If you hired a worker, he did a job for you, he was a poyol, a schir yoim, you have to pay him. But if it's a kabbalin, if he fixed your suit, he fixed your talis, you have a very simple Eitzah. Do not pick it up. If you do not pick it up, then the chiyuvim do not kick in. Chavetz Chaim adds, even if the craftsman finished and he calls you up and says, listen, I'm ready to give it to you, please bring the money. He says, as long as you can just tell him, no, I'm not ready to take it. and since you're not ready to take it, there the chiyuvim of Baal Talon will not apply. Interestingly, the Aruch HaShulchan Bayos and Simin Shin Lamed Tes argues. He says, once the Uman says that, come take it, I want my money, take the item, he says there will be Baal Talon regardless whether or not you actually pick it up. But the Shita of the Chavetz Chaim of the Bir Halacha is that as long as you have not picked it up, there the Chiyuv of Baal Talon will not apply.